This recording, Finland 3, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were no futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born extensive years ago in Lahti, in Finland, and then when I was something like 19 or 20, I moved to Helsinki, which is the capital of Finland, and I started to work there in a paper company. And then after a while I noticed that I still want to study more, and then I went to School of Economics in Helsinki and made it the master thesis of economics within 4 or 5 years. And then after that I went back to the same company, and actually I worked in that company for all the years so far, but changing very, very many times my job. So being in business controlling side, being in marketing side, being in the administrative side, and most of the time in development work. And that seems to be the place where I will be. So I'm like a child that I just want to learn more and more. And then to my, maybe what I can tell concerning the company, it's one of the world's biggest paper companies, and we have 36,000 people there. So there are challenges enough for me, if that is always possible, to change the job, of course. I must say that first I did like languages, but somehow I did like German language a lot, and in the very beginning I didn't fancy so much English, and I think it was the reason of the teacher, because then when the teacher changed, somehow the one was so exciting, and then I really wanted to learn more, and then I learned a lot of it in high school. And then actually English is our official language in our office. It has been for maybe more than five years, so we are using English every day. I make presentation even in English. I don't know, should I, but I do it. Maybe when you talk about things which you know, then you can do it. So we are written, using written and oral English every day at work. Because then the company is very international. We have offices in more than 30 countries. No niin, tässä on teille tarina. Sarah Perry oli eläintenhoitaja, joka oli työskennellyt päivittäin vanhassa eläintarhassa. Ja hän oli erittäin iloinen aloittaessaan uuden tehtävänsä yksityisellä klinikalla, joka oli pohjoisosassa Duke Street Toweria.